On Bat of Hay Amid Beis, the Mishnah. Bechayr shenofal labayr, Ab Yehuda Omer, Yerei b'mumche v'yire, Im yesh bay mum yale v'yishreit, V'im lav lo yishreit. Let us see Rashi. Bechayr shenofal labayr, בחר בזמן הזה אין נשרט בלוימום. ובראשי שבשבוד הזרשי מדגיש בחר בזמן הזה. אז בזמן הבריאס, you could be מקרי בבחר פשאל מי שמחה. So ממילא you could take out the בחר, even though it's not a בלמום. But בבחר בזמן הזה, so you, we can be מקרי if it's not a, it doesn't have a מום, אין נשרט בלוימום. Because it's Kodshim, the Me'el of Hu Kodesh, although he wasn't Magdashit, but it's Kodesh by itself. V'asheich deik shehu tam, ha'v'asheich et Kodshim b'chutz, v'onish kodesh. So therefore, if it's not a balmum, one is not permitted to shecht it. Shenof alaboy, v'yorei pen yomus shom, he's afraid it might die there. He doesn't want it to remain there. He wants to take it out. So the shaila is he permitted to take it out? He's only permitted to take it out if he'll be able to eat it. Is Yered, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yered mumche v'yire, im yesh bay mum yala v'yishret. Mumche, boki b'mumin, lahavchin bein mum kavua l'mum oiver. So mumche should go down to decide if there's a teiras mum or not. Im yesh bei mum. So Rashi says, al kolchacho, Rabbi Yehuda mukte islay. We know from many places that Rabbi Yehuda is the tana that holds a mukte. So if a mum, im yesh by mum, if it got a mum in yontif, so Rabbi Yehuda would never be matter. The lav daite ilave me esmel. Yizichet didn't have any kavone to shech the bechoyer erev yontif because it didn't have a mum erev yontif. So we lav daite ilave me esmel. So what is pshat im yesh by mum yala v'yishchet v'ochi kama v'chir bal mum shaloi hero lechochem iba'oid yoim lahatir. We're speaking about a chir that had a mum already erev yontif. But it was not shown to a chochem to be matarit. So that mum that was the erev yontif was not a mum hamater because we don't know if it's a mum oiver, it's a mum kavua. V'nofal lebeir v'yontif, now it fell into a beir, is yered mumche v'yire mum shahoye boy esmel, now we should look, that mum that was there from erev yontif, imim kavuahu yale v'yishoy. So then he's permitted to take it up to shech. Mishum demukte leke, in such a case, if there was a mum erev yontif, and we didn't know, is it a mum that is matar shchita? Is it a mum that's not matar shchita? So there was no mukta, the me'esmel date ilave. So was that the ilave? Look, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he knew that there's a mum, there's a possibility that he might be able to shecht it on yonta. So was that the ilave? So yesh by mum, yale v'yishchay. V'im lav, lo yishchait. And if there's no, so here the pashas is if there's no mum, lo yishchait. He's not permitted to shecht it, but that's a pella because if there's no mum, so it's a bocher ta. So we'll see in the Gemara pshat. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol she'ein mumay nikar mi ba'oy yoim, ein ze min hamucha. Now, So the way Rashi says Pshat in the Rabbi Yehuda, we are speaking about that it had a mum Erev Yontet. We knew it had a mum. The mum was not inspected by a mumche. So Memele, so the din is, so the mumche is permitted to be yoyred l'sei chaboyer, be mevarer. Rav Shimon says, kol shein mum einike meboyoyim, if the mum was not inspected by a mumche Erev Yontet, ein zem in a muchon, so it's not muchon lishochet. You cannot check it anymore. If it was not mevura erev yontes, that this was a mum hapoisel, so you can't check it. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, ein zem in a muchon. Lav mishum mukta osale. Now we can say that he asked it out from mukta, the less like mukze, because Rav Shimon doesn't hold mukze. So memele, so, and here, that is a koshkin, the way Rashi explained that it's speaking about that there was a mum erev yontif, so if according to Rav Yehuda, that's not called mukze, it's taite elave. Elo lefi shem matire be yontif, since he's materet in yontif, nire kemisaknoi, so it's nira kemisaknoi. Vehavalei, let us say this is the Birchas Avrom, says it would be preferable to be girls. Vehavalei, that's the girls of the Rivov on the Rif. Vehavalei kedon din, the gozer bei mishum shvus, vachikoma eina torosai heter, veine mucham lehikosha. Let's just try to be mavayer a little bit what Rashi is saying. Rashi mentions here two taimim. One time Rashi says, nire kemisaknoi, and Rashi says, habalei kedon din. Later we'll see in the Gemara, Rashi sometimes mentions don din, sometimes misaknoi, sometimes both. The Birchas Avrom wants to say first of all, let's understand what is Pshat. It's Havalei Kedon Din. What Shaykh is there to din of it? This is a Shaila Visavahetta. You ask a Rav a Shaila. You have a Shaila on a chicken, if it's a kosher chicken or not. So Shaila of Don Din. It's also a shaila. Does it have a teres mum? Is it a mum? Isn't it a mum? So the Birchas Avrom brings down the Rambam per Gimel Aloch Aleph Milchus Pchoiritz. He says some very interesting halachas in Riyas Mumim. The Rambam says, Ein Sheikhtin es a Pchoir, Ella al pi mumche shenosam loy hanosi shebe'eretz Yisroel rishus. So number one, we see that a mumche is not sufficient. He needs an asinus rishus from the Nasi Sheberet Yisrael, then he can pass an Anmume. Ve'en lecho heter b'cheres b'mumon, afilo hoya mum godol v'goli lakayul, lo yatiru ele mumchim shenotol rishut. Again, Afluitz amum godo begoli lakel. We'll see later. It's missing a hand. Nismis einoi. It can't be matter. With only the mumche shenotal rishus from the nasi is permitted to be matter the mumin. Then another thing. V'chola b'chayreis odam roye chutz mi b'chayrei atzmoi. It means afilo he is a mumche. That was not all the Jews, Minos Yisrael, But his bechir, he can't be matter. The mumim of his bechir can't be matter. Im ein sham mumche, if there's no mumche to be found, bo yamum min hamumim hagluyim amuvhokim, kegoin shenismes einoi einikto yodoi, hareze yishochet ayudei gimul b'nei hakneses. So we see, not knowing the oimekadvorim, about kapodim we see from the Rambam, the Mekeres, and Gemoris, that for some reason, the heter mumim b'b'choyer is it's not a poshet, a heros is a beheter. Heros is a beheter, you don't need rishus from the north, ishebaret Yisroel, and a person can paskin on his own b'choyer. There's no din that he's not allowed to nis of a heter. One can pass on a shayla, which is negay him also. And now we see when there's no mumche, so then there's a din of gimel b'nei haknesses, and they can only paskin on mumim gluyim. We see need a psak on mumim gluyim also. So therefore, we can understand that Rashi says, so this has a din of din. It's not a din hayros et of isavahetar. This is halacha of din. So b'meila, one is not permitted to be done. So the Bichas Avraham says, that is the issa why Rav Shimon holds, that one is not permitted to be mevake mumim in yontif. Now, we'll see in the Sugya, and Rashi seems to say like this in the Mishnah also, that's Pshat in the Loshon of Rav Shimon, that what happens if this mumche did paskin? The Issa, you're not allowed to paskin, he paskin. So Rashi Shita is that it doesn't help. It doesn't, the psak is not matir. Psak is not matter the b'chayr. So, why taka doesn't it help? So that Rashi gives a reason, alafi shematiroi biyontef nire kemisaknoi. That means, since la halacha, we see very interesting halachas, you need a heter on mumin. For example, we mentioned before the Loshna Ramba, what if it's nikta yodoi, and there's no mumche, so you need gimel b'nei haknesses. And they paskin on nikta yodoi. I mean, what do you need? It's a sofik, if it doesn't have a yad, it's a sofik, if it's a mumana. Afal pike, without gimel b'nei haknesses, forget about it. It doesn't have a teiris mum, and one is not permitted to shech the prayer. So it seems you have to be matir, the b'chayr al yedei, either a yochid mumche or gimel b'nei haknesses. You have to be, there's a psadin, you're matir the b'chayr. Now, Rav Shimon holds, you're not allowed to be matir a b'chayr in yontif. It's done as a din, you're not allowed to. So l'maisa, so we have here a b'chayr, which in yisod is mechusar tikon. Pshat is, it's also to be misak in this prayer. Because the only way you can have a tikkun is after a hayros heter of a mumche. And you're not allowed to paskin the shayla in yonte. So this is a behemoth versus mechusar tikkun. So if be'isel, he went and was misak in it, so Chazal said that the tikkun doesn't help. Just like we find, a person is meiser peiroisa b'meizid. A person is matpul kelim b'meizid. So there's a svara that it doesn't help. He can't use the peiris. If Chazal asa the tikkun, so then it's the tikkun doesn't help. So he explains that Rashi Bemison is telling us two halachas. Rashi is telling us why Rav Shimon Aimer Koshen Mumin Nikir Meboyim, if the mum was not Nikir, so he comes out, you have a Heter in Yontif, which is also, the Heter came about through an Isser, Ainzem in Amuchim. So Rashi says, למה שמוקצה עושה לית, אלא שלא מוקצה, אלא לפי שמתירוי ביונטב, since he's matterit in yontev, his lemaise, the bechoyer is osar, and it's osar to be matterit, so it's mechusar tikum, is nire ki mesaknoi, so it's like he was mesaknoi. The avole, now Rashi is explaining why, so what's, why is it also to be, why is it also to pasket? That means this whole nire ki mesaknoi is after, I assume, that one is not permitted to pasken on it, so it's called that's a double that's mechusar tikun, and now he was mesaken it. If one would be permitted to pasken on it, so it's not mechusar tikun, it's verkehrt. We find that it always was a balmum. No, v'havalei kedon din, the gods of Eimishim Shvus. Is v'hochi komal, so now Rav Shimon said, ein atorosai heter. That means a bechoyer that the mum was not nikar may erev yomtiv is can it cannot become kosher, the ros hamumche beiser will not be matter the bechoyer. Right, the gemara b'malka miflagi. What is the machloikis? What is the machloikis? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. He named a barayin mumim kamiflagi. The whole machloikis is one permitted to be mevaker amum. Rabbi Yehuda saw barayin mumim biyonte. Rabbi Shimon saw ein rayin mumim biyonte. Veliflago barayin mumim ba'alme. So speak about a shayla. He have a b'choyer. So now the shayla is one permitted to be mavake the b'chir, yes or no? Rabbi Yehuda told you allowed to, and Rabbi Shimon told you not allowed to. It's kedona sadi. Why do you have to say if the whole cheshbon of your b'chir shanofel leboyer? So the Gemara says b'chir shanofel leboyer it's trichalei. He wants to tell us another chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda is telling us another chiddush over here. I feel that there's a din mavake moment. Abo salke daiter, mishum tar balachayim, larim beliske, ke Rabbi Yeshua, ke mash malon, and you're not allowed to. Let us see Rashi. Hinei mebaroyim, davadi mishum mukce lehavi tamay. Again, the machloikis, Rabbi Yehudin, Rabbi Shimon, is not a machloikis delchis mukce, de ifche shaminilo, and mukce Rabbi Yehudis b'machme, Rabbi Shimon is the maker. El mishum riyas mum. The shayla is one permitted to be mevake the mum. The Rab Shimon sovar ein royin, even the havalei ki yoishiv don din. So here Rashi, the Bechazabab is medayik, here Rashi just explaining why you're not allowed to be mevake. Royin and ein royin, not if it helps, if it doesn't help. No, if one is permitted to be mevake, see Rashi only mentions don din. Rashi doesn't mention nirak masach. So the mail of the machloikis is, if one is permitted to be a royer, liflugu ba'alma b'loy nafal l'boyer. So Moshe then wants to tell us another chiddush. Larim loymer vada yimtze boimu. Let him go and make a harame. Let him go, the Mishnah says, yered mumche v'yire. The mumche is to go down into the boyer. So I would think, that on this shayla, good, Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is permitted to be mevake mumin in yontiv. Abo, the shayla is he mechuyif to go down to the boyer, or let's bring up the behemoth, and they'll be mevake it outside of the boyer. Larim, let him make aromen. Loime vadai imotzei boimu. What's the harome? He'll say, Mistome et zicheramum. It's a zicheramum, good, I can't pasken. You need a mumchit to pasken. But the ball, I'm taking it up. Because I know it's zicheramum. So my mail, I should be permitted to take it up. Police cake, Rabbi Yeshua. The Omar be peirik mashilim. Oisei bes benoi shenofle leboi. Males harishin al menas lishchei. So here the problem over there. Yer oisei es benoi. The in a boir. There's a problem in a boir. You leave behemoths in a boir. It's not too comfortable for them. It's not safe for them. Here Rashi says, not above your pen yomushon. So you have an oisei bes benoi. Malas arishin amanas lishchet. So you take up the first one, you'll shecht it. And then ve'ene shechet, then he's not mechuyiv to shecht it, he can change his mind. V'chayza malas asheni. Then he can bring up the second one. Then rotzazeh shechet, rotzazeh shechet. So we see there were matar aharomim by oisiv es benoi to bring up the two behemoths. So l'chayre, I should be marim here also. I'll say mistomet it's a good mum, and mistomet's a good mum. So I'll bring up the b'chayre. It's kamash malon that they were not matter to bring it up. Now, the reason why one is not permitted to speak about this Nekude Gufe, why isn't one permitted to bring up the behemoth? So I saw the Meiri says, La loisoi eine rashoi, he's not going to eat it, the Torah shaloi letzoyrech. Satir shaloi letzoyrech. So Memele, so this would be the dreidel. But he said, no, this is tzairich. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to shecht it. It's zicher amum, no shayla about it. I'll get a chochem. Let me first bring it up. If I want to shiken a chochem in the boim, it's not zicher amum, so I'll take it up and I'll be able to eat it. That would be the hava meaning. The kamash melon, this is awesome. So the shalos atircha shaloi letzayrech. So l'davoini, I have here two problems. One problem, let's say, I saw a Taisvis in Masech the Shabbos, Tafnun Gimel Amad Aleph. Taisvis explains a sugya there on Tafnun Gimel Amad Aleph. The sugya Tafnun Gimel Amad Aleph has a whole shakla v'tayim. One is permitted to put a mardas on a chamoyer in Shabbos. And Taisa says, what is the shayla? So Taisa says, the shayla is, the gemara is mavu over there, a chamoyer is very cold. And the mardas warms up the chamoyer. So what's the shayla? So the shayla is, of tirche. And as Taisa puts it, so the shayla is, am I permitted to be teireach on Shabbos? The tzairech, the tzar balchayim of the chamer. Chamer is shivering, chamer is cold. But to put on the mardas, it seems it was a tilche. So you have to be tereyech, the mokim tzar balchayim. That is the shakla of Italian in the Gemara. So Taisvus asks Akasha, we had learned before that one is permitted to be mekantzif, a behemoth in yontif. You comb it out. Comb it, they're insects, they're biting it, it feels very uncomfortable. She's allowed to comb it. Now, this is also a tirche, to comb the behemoth. So Taisa says, so what's the shayla? Here we have a shakla of a tayyid, the Mishnah, allowed to be mekantze. So Taisa says, two terutzim. Taisa says, there's a tzar b'yoysel, there the behemoth is very uncomfortable. So the male there for such a tzar, for shteitzach, they were matar atirche. Here, the chamer is cold, the shivering of a, could be not such a big tzar. That's one teretz in Taisvus. But Taisvus has another teretz, they were only matar kirtzef and yontef. And he was speaking about Shabbos. But I'll kopon him, I have a Taisvus, that Taisvus is speaking about the sugya of tirche, the mokim tzar balechayim. And Tosfos names on for Adova Poshet, if there's a tzar b'yoyser, it's Sichemutter, or Yontav is Sichemutter. So Tosfos says two factors, that one is permitted to be Tereyach for a behemoth. Now here Rashi says, "Shenofel leboil v'yorei pen yomoshom." So l'chayre, this is at least as much of a tzayrich as kiltzu. It's yomoshom. The child might die. But mentions it's tzar balechayim. So I don't understand the Meiri that the Meiri says it's a tirchish shaloi letzayrich. It's not allowed to be tereyach. Then, when someone was moirer, a very choshev haore. Why do you have to speak about Tilche Shalayla Tzorech? There's another problem. The Bechayr is Mukze. It's echt Mukze. That means, Kol's mom, you did not have a Ros Chochom on the Bechayr. So it's Sofik Mukze. That means, I don't know, is it a Balmum? Am I allowed to eat it? Chas v'sholom, Sofik Da'isa. Klara Shaila, before there's a heta chochom, I'm allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. It's something that I say lachumra. Basically, if we're speaking about we see klor. I mean, without a heros chochom, you're not allowed to eat it. Maybe this is a drabon of the kedin. If it's a mum goloi, but l'maisi not. It's also bachila. I mean, forget about it. It's also bachila. So, you need a Yiroas Chochem. So look here, before the Yiroas Chochem, okay, if he knows, it could be Taker, I mean, if he knows, according to Rabbi Hood, if we're speaking about it was a Mum Goloi Taker, I mean, but then we have to start making Chalukim. A mum goloi, so I could understand that, put, minatayra, mestam, zichemutter, teshecht, the bukhayr. Rabbonon asked, because he told you'll have a hero of a mumche. No, so I know I'll get a mumche, so me mele fakel, so it's not. I mean, it's gobri b'dayodam. I have a way how to eat it. So it could be it's not called mukta. That's if we're speaking about a mum that I know is a mum. I don't think the Mishnah is speaking about such a case. The Mishnah is speaking about, Rambam says, afil a mum goli. One is not permitted to pass him. But Rashi says we're speaking about was a mum. Imum kavuahu, he should say, by vice, it's the mumcha decides if it's a mum kavu, it's a mum oiver. Imum kavu, vice is a sofik on it, you need taka hoiro. So if there's a sofik, if it is a mum and not a mum, so lachere, it's a sofik de aise. One is not permitted to eat it. Mi sofik. This is also mustama. I mean, before that, the mumma was zikr also to shecht. And so lechayre, so why do we mention the iser of tiltal mukta? I mean, the miri, the whole hor is on the miri. The miri says that's the iser. The iser is over here tiltal mukta. Now the miri says the iser is of tirch shleila tzayrich. So I didn't understand these two things, Heistis. First of all, why is it called Shalei L'Tzorech, the Tzar Balechayim? Unless we'll say there's an Eitzech, I mean, you can go down and feed the behemoth there, it's not called. Right? I mean, the Gemara says there is Tzar Balechayim. Why is it called Shalila Tzorech is one Ha'ora, and then number two, why do you have to mention Altstirche, Lachere, it should be also to take up Altsmukze. Kozman, there was no Heros, Chochem, Mitzvaka, Osa, Bachila. Also Lachere, Mukze. Till you have a Hero, a Tzofik Mukze. Al Kaponim. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that our Mishnah wants to tell us Halacha Nosefet. Zichet, there's one machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If one is permitted to be mevakir mumim in yomtiv, but the Mishnah mentioned Bechir Shenofel Leboyer to tell us that the only way we can be mater this Bechir is only if the Chochem goes, the Mumcha goes down into the Boyer, and you mavara there that it's Royal Shechita, then you can take it up. But Kozman, you don't have a Biro that is Royal Shechita, you're not permitted to take it up. So that's what the Mishnah is. Actually, the Mishnah wants to tell us this Aloha, that's why we spoke about a scenario that a Bechir Shenofel Leboyer. Ihochi, lo yishchay, lo yala be yishchay mi boyle. So bezoi, so miyesh baymum. So what does the Mishnah say? Rabbi Yehuda, yered mumche be yirem miyesh baymum. A mumche should go down and see that there's a mum. Then if the mumche went down, he saw there was a mum, yala be yishchay. Vim lav, and but if a mumche did not go down, lo yala. Loyala mi boiler, the Mirash Vice says, so the Loyala would be, the Lost Mirash Vice says, that's Rash was Gerus Vim Lav Loyala mi boiler. If the Mishnah is coming to tell us that one is not permitted to bring up a Bechir before there was a Hero in the Boyer that the Bechir is Royal Shchite, Yochi lo Yishchit, Loyala ve Yishchit mi boiler. It's coming to tell us it should be Loyala. Gemara says, "Loitzriche da ova va'aske." Now the Sefer is speaking about something else. The Reisha says, "If a mumcha went down, yala ve'yishchot." But if a vimlav, a mumcha did not go down. Know what? You brought it up. So that already. So we'll see. In the Reisha, it's telling us a mumcha has to go down. So from the Reisha, I know already that you can't bring it up. It says a mumcha has to go down. So now the Sefer is telling us, Vimla, but if a mumche didn't go down and was brought up, is lo yishchit. Salkadai tachamina lishchit, I would think one is permitted to shecht it. Kamash malon, it's up already, so now let's shecht it. Kamash malon, like the Gemara, lishchit otamu. That means a mumche didn't go down and you brought it up. He didn't have any mumcha on it. It's a tzatam. How could you shecht it? I mean, let's say completely, if a mumcha went down and said it was a mum, so then you're allowed to bring it up and shecht it. If a mumcha didn't go down and say that's a mum, so that's not a mum. So, lo yishchit, it's poshel lo yishchit, a tamu. So, Moses says, lo yitzrichet enough by mum. Not speaking about that I got a mum now. I got a mum after you took it up. So memele, so now there's no shaila of, there's no shaila of shchitas tam, it's not a tam, it's about mum. In fact, the Gemara, but if I got a mum when it was brought up, it's mukze, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a mukze. It's right to push it. So Rashi learns, you don't need a Mishnah to tell us la yishchit. If I know all over that Rabbi Yehuda holds a muktzim, so it's not necessary to tell us over here that if he brought up, the b'chayr and laid it got a mum, that la yishchit, versteht sich, it's muktzim. So Moses says, Ella, the novel by mum oiva me erev yontet. So the Mishnah is speaking about such a case, that Erev Yontef can have a mum oiva. That's not a mum. That's not a mum. Vahashta havalei mum kavua. And now, with the nefila, it got a mum kavua. So my mal the time of the date yelave v'nishchitei, that it shouldn't be considered mukse, even though the mum came about in Yontev. Before Yontev, they never mum kavua, but since there was already a mum oiver, could be a mum oiver is a potential mum that can become eventually a mum kavua. It's kamash malon, that one is not permitted to shechter. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Yochi, the nefilas bear the noket lashmin and the lo yalei yon noket lei, the whole reason he hopped on the nefilas bear is to tell us they should not be malu the bechayr. Him lav lo yalei mi boilei. So it should say if a mumcha did not call down, you're not allowed to bring it up. The ikam mishum halo noket lo. So shchita pshit along. So the ikam is you're not allowed to lift it up. The Mishnah is telling us it was over Vaaske, Umashmusai, the Loyaliske Mereisha Shaminimino. The Reisha tells us you're not permitted to bring it up. The Tony Yere Amumche Vire, like Tony Yaleyu Vire. So we see Klo, he's not allowed to take out the Bechir, cause man, it wasn't his bar that it's a Bechir Balmum. Then it tells us another chiddush. The ova v'aske, if he did bring it up, lo imotze b'imum, lo yishchay, he's not allowed to shecht it. Frek the gemore, it's poshit, if he didn't find a mum, so, what did I be, so there's no way to shecht it, it's poshit, it's a bachir tam. So the gemore says, no. The novel by Mumahasht. Now he brought it up, and it sees now that there's a mum, that it got now a mum. Ochikoma, im yesh boy mum kabu hakabu me erev yontev. If we know that it had from erev yontev a mum kabu yale v'yishchot, so then he should bring up. Yalav Yishreit, he should bring up the B'chayim. Vimlav, Vayho Yomei Erev Yontev Elayim. But if it wasn't Mei Erev Yontev, the Mum Kavua became now. Afilu Oval Vehelo. Afilu over the hello, Afilu, he brought it up already. Lo yishchot, he's not permitted to shecht it. The Mosneska Kasha, it's mukta. So, before the Kasha of mukta, so what does Rashi say? He says, the Rashi is telling us, if a mumcha saw it, and he saw that this mum, which is on the Bechir, was there ready from Erev Yontev. So, Yalei v'yishchot. This was a Bechir bar mum from Erev Yontev. V'imlav, but what if a mumche, if it wasn't there from Erev Yontev, lo'hoyim Erev Yontev, elo hayoyim, because v'imlav means that it wasn't Erev Yontev, it was from today, afilu, oh, val v'helo, afilu, he brought it up already. Lo yishchot, he's not permitted to shecht it. So, the Loshon of Rashi would seem that we're saying a chiddush, that it got a mum now in Yontif. Afilu, oh, val v'helo, afilu, he brought it up already, it's up already. Lo yishchot. So what's that filu? So it seems the chiddush is that loy mi boy if loy ova nekaramum is he not allowed to shecht it? Now ולאובו והלואו לא ישחית. So it's very unclear. I mean, לחיירה, if it was, we're speaking about now that it got a mum in yomtiv. We're not up to the muktzedika problem. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says posh, it's muktzed. But let's forget about that problem. So the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that oval v'hello, afilu, he brought it up already, lo yishoyt. So what's the afilu? The afilu would mean mikolshken if he didn't bring it up. Zichri shouldn't shecht it. What is the kolshken? If he didn't bring it up, and they found that it's a balmum, so why shouldn't he shecht it, or why shouldn't he bring it up? If it's in the boyer and they found that it's a mum, it's fakert, it's more mistava, they should shecht it. He's allowed to bring it up. It's tzav alechayim. Now there's a tzorah. If it's in the boyer, there's a tzav alechayim involved. If it's out of the boyer, there's no tzav alechayim. Rashi seems to be saying that these songs are rebusa. Fulu ova vehelo. It's out of it. It's also lo yishchot. Kolshken if it's in the boyer. Don't understand the Kolshke. Al Kaponim, the Gemara held that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Lo Yishchet is coming to tell us that now it's a Balmum. Became a Balmum. It wasn't the Erev Yontov, it wasn't a Balmum. Now it became a Balmum. So the Chiddush is Afal Pikein Lo Yishchet. Like the Gemara, it's Poshet, Pomukzu. He may esme lai have a Mum Klau. Shita de lo yishchayt, da ashmina rab yudah bekame duchti dis lay mukta, that's poshet. If it didn't have a mum erev yontiv, so it's not min amuchon. It wasn't daite elave. So my mail is, so it's poshet that you can't shecht. It's not, you don't have to, the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us it's aloche. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara said it's speaking about the novel by Mum Oiver Merev Yont, there was a Mum Oiver. And now became a Mum Kavu and Yont. Kamash Mondi Lehave Kavu Merev Yont, if it wasn't Kavu Merev Yont, it was Yisha. Vishum, the Mukta Machmasisa Have. That means it was Mukta Machmasisa. Since Erev Yont, there was a Mum Oiver. So Memelis was Mukta, then it wasn't Roy Lachila. So Lachaira, the first pshat in Rashi is, Mibuskeit Miron Amum Oiver. Amum Oiver is not Mafir the Bechir, so Erev Yontav was also to eat, also to shech. Now in Yontav it became Mutta Bachila, so that's Mukta. Inami mishum da ovar va'aske. Now the second Shadrashi seems to be saying that they comes into him. That means that it could be that a mum oiver has a potential of becoming a mum kavua. So als mukze stati ilave, it's a mum there already, so who knows what, so it's potentially it could become chozi lachile, so it's not called mukze. So here they counsel them that since he took it out of the boy, he had no Mechere Kar a woman was when he took it out of the boy base, he had no right to take it out of the boy. And now it got a mum. Mechere. Maybe got a mum. It's very unclear where when they got the mum. They got the mum in the boyer. They got the mum out of the boyer. L'cheir, if they got the mum in the boyer, it's not mukze. So l'cheir, what is it that he do? So it's l'cheir, you have to say that he got the mum when he took it out of the boyer. took it out of the Burbish. He had no right to do this. So now they asked. So later it got a mum. So Memela, so Chazal said, since you did an Issa with this behemoth, you took it out of the boy, which you weren't allowed to do. So Memela, even though later it got a mum, but we asked that you're not permitted to shech this behemoth now. It's also very unclear. The Issa over here, that means there's two different things that happened over here. There was a behemoth that did not have a mum, and a mum oida. L'cheire v'kat the mum kavua in the boil, l'cheire, he's permitted to take it out. It's not mukse, and now it got a mum, so l'cheire should take it out. So kochach, we have to say that it didn't get the mum in the boy. So he had no right to, so he had a bochaya that is not roi lachila in the present time. So he had no right to take it out. Fine. He took it out. He's a shagas. He took it out. Fine. So he did an avla. So now Chazal counseled him later, if we'll get a mum, you can't, since you did an avla by taking it out, so we say you're not allowed to shecht. So they asked even though the taking out and the shechit mamashev are two different inyonim, he did an avla by taking it out. He took it out, he didn't take it out to shecht. He took it out that it shouldn't die there. But now he said, since you did this avla, so you, he said, the psikent, afilosh shechit, given the over vaske, so it did not permit him to shecht it. Let us go a little further. Tana Rabon. Bechir tam shenof al boy. Rab Yehudi Anosi Oimer Yered Mumche Vire im Yesh by Mum Yala Vishet. Now, this first halacha, the way it's according to this girse, was Bechir tam shenof al boy. So we're speaking about that the Bechir was Shas, the Bechir fell into the Bechir, it was a Tam. So Lechire, it's Sikha Mukze. It's Sikha Mukze, the Bechir, because Erev Yontev was a Tam, the Yontev was still a Tam. Wasn't aimed to be. Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi Aimer Yered Mumche Veirem Yesh by Mum Yala Veishet. So now the shaila is if it got a mum from the Nefila Laboyer. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi says he can Yala Veishet. So we see Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi does not hold. Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi holds two kulas. Number one, he holds a mumche is permitted to go down into the boyer to be mevaker the mum. That's one kula Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi holds. And the second
kula Bechir Tam that fell into a boyer, the less lohu mukse lahanach tanoi bebechir, the choshati daiti lavik shemo yitol boy mum. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi holds that there's no problem of mukse was daiti lavik. Maybe you'll get a mum. There's a possibility you'll, might be roi l'shchita, might get a mum. Is Yered Mumche, play Larim Veliske, that's the first halach. So Mumche has to go down. Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, who Rabbi, Lafayne Rabbi Yehuda the Masnissen, the Stam Rabbi Yehuda Bariloi, so Rabbi Yehuda Var Mishnah holds Mukze, Rabbi Yehuda Nosi doesn't hold Mukze. Im Yesh Boy Mum, Afilu Nofel Boy Hayoim, because speaking about those of Her Tam, Shenofel Boy. So what's the Bimla? So Rashi learns Pshat. He did not send a mumche down. But over Vaske. He went and took it up with Yisro. He had no right to take it up. lo yishchay tafilu nofel baimum la'achar alo. So not permitted to shech tafilu amum came later, that's like before. Uknosu b'shem dover ba'askel, like before Rashi said in the second lotion, that they counseled him, if he made a law be iser, he had no right to do that, so they asked him, he was tereich, shlele tzerich yomtiv, you're not permitted to shecht it now. That's one mahaloch in Rashi. Inami. Now Rashi says a second mahaloch. Lo yishchayt. What does lo yishchayt mean? Not als knas. Lo yare ba'lo mashchit koma. He should not bring it up. Like we hear such a story before, it could be in of aroma. He'll bring it up saying, stomach amum, and the stomach will be able to shech. It's loyale baroma shritakam. Loyishchet loyitzterach. He can't say dorpamu. So loyale baroma shritakam. Umachnis in the loy shanin and hochi. Why didn't we say this pshat in the Mishnah? We can't say that the Mishnah is speaking about a tam. So it can't be speaking about a tam b'chlal. That can't be. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have to be speaking about that there was already a mum erev yontav. And according to our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is speaking about that Al Kochach, there was a mum before Erev Yontev. So in our Mishnah we say a better pshat. Being live means if it wasn't a mum kavu Erev Yontev, it was only a mum of Erev Yontev. You're not allowed to shecht it in Yontev. That is in our Mishnah, but over here we're speaking about a Bechir Tam. So we're not speaking about Bechlad, there was a Mum Erev Yontif. So Bimlav will have to say, Bimlav lo Yishchayt, that means without a Chochem going down into the Bechir, he's not allowed to be Mala the Bechir Barom Ashrit. Loshen Achet, Narashi says a second Loshen. Legores bebreise bebechir tam. Eloki masnisen garsinen bebreise. The same gears we have in the Mishnah. Bechir shenofa leboir. Speaking of some of that bechir. Umetuk mehochi bechir shenofa leboir. Abiyudi anosi oimer. Yerin mchirad leinarim veniske meikol. Speaking about a bechir. Im yesh ba'imum, im yimotze ba'imum ha'yedua shayoyim le'nase. That means, now according to the second shot, Rashi is going to say that Rabbi Yehuda Anosi also holds from mukze. So when is it permissible if this mum was from Erev Yontev? Im yimotze ba'imum ha'yedua shayoyim le'nase, yalei v'yishre. V'im lav, so what is the v'im lav? Elo nofel ba'imum ha'yoyim. Afilo halo, lo yishchayt. Ab Yehuda anosi leke le mifrach le b'chine le pshite, lo yishchayt al muktzu. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us? Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that you're not allowed to shech? Poshe not to shech, but it didn't have a mum erev yontem, so it's mukze. The ilu ledidei itzterich. The hashtu dashminen, the isloi mukze. So here it's coming to tell us that Rabbi Yehuda Anosi holds mukze. So that's the second half. Being laughed that if it wasn't a mum from erev yontem, la yishchayt, because Rabbi Yehuda Anosi holds mukze. Before we go further, let us see the second place, this and the omit. Tom the Rabbonah. Bechir tam shenofel obay ochi garsine. Rabbi Yudah Anosi, so if you guess Bechir tam, Rabbi Yudah Anosi less lay mukze, doesn't hold of mukze. Come on, yesh by mum kabue, but now it has a mum, so Bechir tam shenofel obay. I feel him novel beyond the Yala be Yishrek, Yesul Hanitano Mukze, the Loilam Daiti Olof, Shemayipo by Mum. Be im la, Shaim by Mum Meyelo, but if it doesn't have a Mum, Lo Yishrek, in Taimak Sheet, it doesn't have a Mum, but Tamu, Vishloima, La Yala, Baromesh Hita, Kedefish is low. Have you did the Masnis, Le Boilish Ni Yahi, Le Boilish Ni Shni, the Henke? Layala Baromashita come, I'll dislay Shnu Yachine. We have, according to me, the better pshat, Rabbi Yudah Islay Mukta Bebrail. But so, look me be Balmum, Akocher was a Balmum from Arab Yontu, Akocher de Islay Mukta. Avol, some male, so we can say speaking about, the same speaking about a Mum, either Arab Yontu. Avol, Rabbi Yudah Nossi, the last lay Mukta Bebrail, Rabbi Yudah Nossi does not hold Mukta. Tobitam, Shenofel, Boyer, Mairi, the Motzishniach, Shenofel, Boy, Mum, Kabua, Beyontif, Motzishniach, Shenofel, Boy, Mum, Kabua, Beyontif, Shani, Rabbi Yudah, Mamas Nisan, because it's not speaking about that there was a Mum, Erev Yontif. That's one shot, Mirashi. Oit Perish, Rashi, Perish, Achel, Legoras, Tam, the Braise, Lohi, Sinem, Bacher, Shenofel, Boy, Emyesh, אם יש בימום קבוע שידוע בימום הערב יונטב ישחי, ולא, אלא נוכל בימום היום לא ישחי, ולא מלא, משום לא במוקצה, לרבי דנשיא, איסלי מוקצה. סקם שדס ממלא, that there was an amum from ערב יונטב, was a move for יונטב. לא פורך השס בו חשס לו, לרבי יודה דמסליס, עם שיטו דמוקצי, ועד רבי יודה דמסליס, עם פורך שפה, דמי צריך להשמין, אם יש המוקצה, Baharbe Mekoy Mishamin and Rabbi Yudah the Masnis and Islam Mukzah. None of you who the Barai Loi holds the Mukzah. Rabbi Yudah Anosi Yitzchak Lashminin the Islam Mukzah. Yeah. So this is why Mashabik Echazet Rashi. Vetayme the Beshili Mechilten Mesavkele Rabbi Yudah Anosi Islam Mukzah. Gmoy is a Sofik of Rabbi Yudah Anosi holds the Mukzah. But my Le Poshim Le Moche. I mean, whatever the Gils is, we have a Echoche. But speak about the Bechayot Tam. So we see Klo, that he doesn't hold Mukze. Speaking about Abchir Balmum, he does hold Mukze. Vishlam it lay posik lechiach mahochi, dika lefrushi treilish. Bakert, there's two ways how to learn the Beraisa. The frushi to lechat is lay Mukze, lechat less lay Mukze. Besapele kailish ne kailish. Kach lehoi le lechiach mahochi. That's why he could not bring a raya from this Beraisa.
Rashi in three places says there's a revuse that one is not permitted to shecht when he took it out of the bear. Rashi diver masro de nofel bei mume. Rashi says afilo ovo vaheilou lo yishchait. Rashi diver masro veim lav. Rashi says afilo ovo vaaske lo yishchait. And Rashi diver masro im yesh bei mum. Afilo halo lo yishchait. I think the revusa is that be'etzem we are assuming that the reason it is also to shech the baim is because of mukze. So loy mi boy when the bechayer is over halo, so there's no tirche involved. There's no tirche shloile tzerich involved. There's only shchita. Filohochi it's also. But if the givis, if the bachir is still in the boyer, so then since it is also bachila, so there's a tircha also involved. So tircha also la loisa min haboyer. Perhaps that is pshat and Rashi.